Hello, my name is Cassandra Coyle, and I'm a student just trying to survive the last couple weeks of junior year. Welcome to Captivating Content with Cassie, and I'm here today with Emily Brunner to talk about a book that I recently lended her. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. The book that we are talking about today is Monument 14 by Emmy Laybourne. It's about 14 kids who get stuck in a superstore when a huge storm destroys the town. And it's all about the community they create within the store and how they are planning to make the safety. The book was relatively new as it was published in 2012. So my first question for you today is, which character do you feel like you are most similar to in terms of reaction to disaster?
I feel like I'm most similar to the main character, who is Dean, just because he took responsibility over everyone, because there was younger kids and then there was the teenagers and he was one of the older teenagers, and he would make sure that all the younger kids were fed and taken care of and happy, and also that the older kids were also taking care of themselves, and he would cook dinner and breakfast and he would get involved with the kids and make sure that everyone could be as happy as possible in the situation.
Okay. So my next question is, what do you believe the central theme of the text is?
So I saw the reoccurring theme of growing up, because when this incident happened, like these natural disasters, these are all kids that got stuck in the store. And the older kids really had to step up and take responsibility for the younger kids, such as like Dean. He would learn to cook even though he wasn't the best, and he would get the little kids involved in cooking every day and pick a kid each morning. And after they worked together, the older kids, to figure out electricity problems, and when the air was coming in with radiation and hurting everyone, they figured out how to conceal the store. So all the kids had to learn how to grow up. Some did struggle, such as Jake. He did fall back on alcohol at times, but they learned how to grow up, and the incident made them grow up much quicker than they would have.
Do you think it would have been possible for them, like, to survive this disaster if they didn't, like, learn to grow up and, like, mature into, like more, like, adult roles?
I really don't think so, because they needed to be able to fend for themselves and learn how to make food to last them. And also, like I said, the radiation, if they hadn't done something about it, people would have gotten hurt and possibly killed, and it just would have been a bigger disaster, and probably not many would have survived.
So what was your favorite part of the book?
I like that the characters were realistic. Like, they would have tendencies where they would be responsible, and then they would have tendencies where they weren't, because they're kids and they're still learning. And then also, like, due to the fact that, like, there's little kids there, that they would have, I don't know, like, it's like realistic, because like you had like a wide range of kids, and I don't know.
Do you think that the little kids like almost like kept the adults and like not the adults but like the older kids in check, because they had to serve as a role model and like make sure that like and care for the little kids like as well as themselves?
Yeah, for sure, because they would have just goofed off, but they realized that they had little ones that could take care of themselves, so they had to step up, especially like Dean realized that, like, in the beginning he originally didn't want to care for them and have to be the caretaker, but he realized that he had to be, and when like some of the older kids weren't doing too well, you have to like step up and take care of them.
Is there anything that you'd like to change in the book if you could?
I don't think so. I kind of liked how the plot like rolled out, that they would have a problem would come up, and then they would struggle with it, they would fix it, and then, like, another. It seemed realistic. There's problems constantly coming up, which is very sad to say, but it's realistic, because a lot of times that is what happens, so.
And so this book is a series, as you know. I think there's, like, two or three more books. Do you plan on reading the other ones?
Yes, I'm actually really excited to start reading the second one, because the way that this book ends, it's kind of like on a cliffhanger, and like I can't wait to start it and see like where else it can go.
So. Really good. extra question. So, is there any characters that you particularly dislike in the text?
I wasn't the biggest fan of Jake, just because when everyone was first in the store, he was, like, the popular kid in high school that bullied mm-hmm. everyone. Like, Dean, he bullied Dean and another kid, I forget his name, but so Jake would, when he got there, he acted like it was all about him and that he was the leader. He fought with another kid named Nico, who was actually a Boy Scout, who had, like, survival skills. So everyone was kind of leaning on Nico to help out, but Jake wanted to be the leader, even though mm-hmm. he didn't have any background on anything that was going on. And then also, he kind of distracted some of the older girls just by, like, having them fool around and, like, not getting work done. So a lot of times it would just be a few teenagers and then the little kids doing work, and then he would be just messing around. So,
okay, so my final question for you is, what other books does Monument 14 remind you of?
It reminds me of, like, the Divergent series, which is mm-hmm. about, so a war happens, and then they're trying to get back on their feet, and they divide people based off of, like, their personalities and their skills, and then there's a war raging on, like, against people that don't conform, mm-hmm. And pretty much just, like, them destroying their land, and, like, that kind of relates to Monument 14, because although some of the, like, causes were, like, natural, like, they couldn't help it, there was, like, radiation and stuff that was from a business that could have helped it because they weren't doing things right. So it was kind of like both worlds were destroyed and just struggling to survive.
Yes, I definitely see that connection. So that's all the time that we have for this week's edition of Captivating Content with Cassie. Thank you for coming, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
And have a wonderful day, everyone. Bye.